This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we had brought on Donna, and she had a question in regards to what you can use this time of year to get rid of that mold and mildew smell and the mold and mildew in the house, in like the basement, that my father used to talk about. So there's, I don't remember exactly which one he talked about, but I know the couple that you can use, and I think one of them is, so hydrogen peroxide can be used for that. What you use is, you need the 3% concentration, the hydrogen peroxide with 3% concentration, put in a spray bottle. You spray the entire surface everywhere. Let it sit for about 10 minutes, and then you clean it up. But that's got a pretty heavy smell. That's why the windows are open, everything, the air is there. That's one. Another one would be to use, like, vinegar. Straight, like, white distilled vinegar. That's one. You don't want to mix that with water. It's just straight vinegar. You let that sit for an hour or two, and then you can clean it with just regular water. You could also use baking soda. You use, like, a quarter of a teaspoon in a spray bottle. And then you just spray everything, and then you can wash everything off from there. I think the probably one of the better ones is probably vinegar. It's easiest.
Okay.
Because you can spray the whole area, right? And then come back with just straight water, spray everything down, and kind of just let it sit and let it dry. That way you're not doing a lot of extra cleaning, right? But when you have a lot of vinegar, it smells pretty bad. So that's why the windows being open, let it kind of sit, start in the morning. So it has all day to air out.
Yeah, because your dad had said that he had got the formula from a physician, and it was because of his own allergies.
Yeah, and you know, I wish I could remember exactly what it was, but I believe it's one of these. Just because of the fact that I almost want to say it's the hydrogen peroxide one.
Okay.
I'd have to look up and see if I can find anything with it. Maybe one of the old newsletters has some information on it. But I almost want to feel like it's a hydrogen peroxide based because of the, you know, it's a heavy smell to it, and it's like obviously an alcohol type smell to it, based. So it's going to have, you know, the fumes are going to be a lot to it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I know you had another question, right?
Yes. I have a couple of burning bushes that I planted from my original burning bush.
Yep.
And I put them way back away from my hydrangeas. but that was 5 years ago. So now they are huge, so much so that when it rains, they actually droop out, and there's a big empty hole in the middle.
Okay.
Of my burning bushes. What can I do? Can I cut them back really low? Or, I mean, they're just to the point where they're overlapping the hydrangeas now.
I mean, I would definitely cut them. Burning bushes kind of grow like weeds.
Mm-hmm.
I'd cut them back. I wouldn't cut them over a half. I'd cut them maybe a third or a little bit more back all the way around. You can even thin out some of the branches. So some of the, you know, branches that are the longest, maybe look at it and say, if I get rid of this entire branch, is it going to affect the look of it? And cut those all the way down to the ground. But they're pretty much like weeds. So you could cut it back to, you know, just over a half, and I think you'd be all right.
Okay, I'll do that. And say hi to your mom for me.
I will. Thanks, Donna.
Okay. Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great one.
You too.
Bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Dave is in Cape Cod.
Dave, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a couple questions.
Sure.
Where you talked of, you know, getting soil samples from in the lawn, where would I send those to?
Okay. There's a couple options for you, right? UMass yeah. Extension does right. soil samples. When they send you back results, sometimes it's very scientific, so it's harder to read. The one place that I do highly recommend sending it to is Natural Alternative. So if you go online and you go to naturalalternative.com, you can actually get a soil sample kit. They'll send you the bag that you put it in, and then you send it back to them. And what's great about them is they'll actually write up a whole report of what you need to do, and they'll actually have conversations with you in person of how to read it, etc., over the phone, not in person, but you get the point. So that's why I like to use them, because it's so, they're a wealth of knowledge for that.
Okay, great. I know Vic, you know, I've spoken with Victoria before, and I, you know, have bought some things from them, so I will do that. Next question. Want to thank you for your advice on my blueberry bushes. They haven't yielded much at all. And you, last winter when we were talking, you told me to hit them with super phosphate.
Yep.
And this year I got a bit of yield on one of them. My question is, should I cut them down, their legs, should I cut them down a third this fall? And maybe I have some bags of the composted cow manure from Mahoney, incidentally. Should I, you know, put a bag of the compost around them and then hit them with super phosphate next spring again?
So there's a couple things I want you to do when it comes to your blueberries, right? So I yeah. want you to use that compost, mix it around the soil around it. You can do that now.
Okay.
But I want you to wait until you want to prune over the winter, right? That's the best time to prune these guys. I would do it in like February or March if you could. Okay.
Right. That's okay.
Go ahead.
And hit them with super phosphate again, right?
Yes. But okay. The big thing with your blueberries is you need to be able to remove a couple of the older canes per year to help the rest of the plant kind of rejuvenate itself, right?
Right.
In the spring is easy because there's no leaves in the way for you to see them, right?
Right?
They're not going to get in the way of pruning.
Right.
You'll be able to tell the old versus the new. The thing is Some blueberries, when you prune them back, they look like there's nothing there. It's really thinned out. One of the things is get any of the cross branches in the spring. Get rid of those. Get rid of any of the sucker growth. You're going to also, so take a look at the plant, right? Let's pretend we're looking at it from the side of the plant, from the pot up or the ground up. We're going to see stems coming up. What we want to do, we want to prune out some of the branches so they're not all over each other, right? So that those side branches that are coming off of the middle or the side stems, we kind of prune them so they're not going to rub off on each other.
Right.
So that way, it's almost they're thinner, right? So that the air can go through them, but they can have better growth. What I'd want you to do, honestly, this is the easiest way to do it, is go online and go to Google and type in pruning blueberries, right?
Okay.
They have some pictures of step by step, because I don't think just talking about it does it justice. You got to kind of see it, and it almost feels like you're overdoing it, but the end result is even more. Okay.
Yeah.
You have? Did you have another question, Dave? Or I don't want to cut you off. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Dave, and he had another question. I wanted to keep him on here. So, Dave, what was that other question you had?
I've created a large compost pile. And mostly leaf, but there's some pine needles in it. And I was wondering if I should add lime to the pile, number one.
Okay.
And the other thing is that it doesn't steam at all when I, you know, I have a bobcat and I mix it up. There's no steam. Is that because it's just too warm out?
It might be, but there should be steam coming out because it usually needs to get about like 140 to 160 degrees to it.
Yeah.
How big is the pile?
It's about four feet high and I'd say 8 to 10 feet across.
Okay.
I've been adding grass clippings and, you know, just mixing it up all the time, but I haven't seen any steam, and I understand what you're saying about how you should get the, because the temperature, because of combustion,
yep,
it would steam, but it's not happening.
So you can definitely lime it. Right. Add some lime to the soil, to the compost. That'll help it keep it, you know, level. What I would look at doing is, look at getting a like compost accelerator. They have a number of styles out there, to make it that's already made for you to make that compost, go quicker.
Okay.
You know, you're looking so that by flipping it, you're creating the oxygen. You can add microorganisms like fungi, those types of things, like a biotone type thing.
Right. Yeah.
Are you watering it as well?
No.
So adding water to it will actually help it as well. And we're not talking like a soaking solution, but that will help with it.
Yes.
People even add like coffee grounds to it to mix through it. But I would look at getting a compost accelerator. Usually it comes in like a liquid form, and adding that to it to help, you know, build it up a bit and get a little bit, because we're trying to, basically we're feeding the nutrients that are in there to help make the compost quicker.
Right.
Right. So they have specific compost accelerators out there. You can find them by, I think Jobe's has one. There's some safer brands out there. Those are a couple that I would use to just really help accelerate it, which will then cause the steam. But I think you'll see more steam as the days are a little bit cooler.
Okay, sounds good. And I just have one last comment.
Sure.
Talked about your problem with allergies. Have you ever heard of colostrum?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, I used to work in a health food store years ago. My wife had terrible allergies. And so I told her you should try this stuff. And it worked incredibly. She doesn't have any allergies anymore.
Okay.
So I'd look into that. It's she uses the symbiotic colostrum. There are many different ones, but that seems to be the best one. So I think colostrum is spelled colostrum.
Okay. Awesome. I got that written down. I appreciate that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate all your help, and I hope you have a good rest of your weekend.
You as well.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number is 855-660-4261. I do have a couple calls in line. I'm going to wait until we get back from the break so we don't cut them off as they are talking. So stay tuned with us. We've got about a half hour left in the show. We'll try to get to as many calls as we can, but we're not going to rush anybody. We want to make sure you get your questions answered fully. So hang tight with me. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. A plane flying from the Turkish resort of Antalya to Vladivostok in Russia's far east made a safe emergency landing on Saturday in the Siberian city of Krasnoyarsk, a source at the airport told Reuters. Azur Air Flight ZF-268, a Boeing 767, was experiencing problems with the hydraulics, Russia's Interfax news agency reported. There were no reports of anyone being hurt. Famed attorney Gloria Allred on Saturday argued on Newsmax about Texas' strict new abortion law.
At 6 weeks, a woman can no longer get an abortion in Texas, and a fetus is not viable. In other words, cannot live outside of the womb at 6 weeks. Therefore, it is unconstitutional and also creates bounty hunters.
This is USA Radio News.
They promised to be inclusive, but as the Taliban unveiled their new caretaker government in Afghanistan this week, an all-male roster of hardline clerics, veteran fighters, and at least one figure sought by the FBI, they met howls of protest in Washington. Through edicts and gunfire, the Islamist militia is cementing its control over Afghanistan, raising questions about whether the United States and other nations should formally recognize its rule. During an interview with MSNBC aired on Saturday, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says it will be more difficult without boots on the ground in Afghanistan, but not impossible.
We demonstrate on a daily basis that there's no place on this planet that we can't reach out and touch when we need to. The issue will be making sure that we maintain a laser focus on networks and adversaries' capabilities.
This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And we do have a bunch of calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Pamela's in New Bedford.
Pamela, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
I know you've had people call in with similar questions, but my husband and I have a old home in the city of New Bedford. We have a small backyard with four raised beds. And in the past 2 years, the grass, the lawn, the small areas of grass that we have surrounding the raised beds, you know, it seems like it's uneven, like little hills.
Yep.
And, you know, we don't have chipmunks. We have had rats in the past, but not now, because, you know, we're surrounded by stone walls, but we don't have them now. Occasionally we have squirrels, but, you know, the only thing we've seen out there is an opossum, but we have 2-inch circles of flat dirt throughout the grass, and they just seem to be getting more prevalent, so we can't figure out what it is. You know, it's just flat, I mean, flat 2-inch circles of flat dirt, and the lawn seems to be, you know, just little, when you walk, you don't see it, but when you walk on it, you feel an uneven, like little hills.
Gotcha.
And so just can't figure it out.
Now, in those areas where there previously was a grass, has it, you know, more recently kind of broken down, or?
We've been here for 10 years, and, you know, we rototilled the dirt and planted a lawn. So, but just in the past 2 years, this has been taking place.
Okay. So, you know, you might have a grub issue in there. I'm just kind of thinking because of the way you're describing it, you might not, but just based on you saying that, you know, you've had a lawn there previously and there it was growing, that could be part of it. The other thing that could be happening is there could be some compaction in those areas, which is causing those areas to just kind of go down a bit and almost level off because of the amount of rain and the amount of walking over them, etc. So, I mean, you can add some new soil, some compost to those areas to kind of level them off. But what I would look at doing, and this is a couple things. One, I would look at getting a soil sample done to see if you're, if there's something going on with the, you know, with the soil itself. So that you can be, you know everything that's going on underneath the ground. Mm-hmm. From there, it'll be able to tell us, like, all right, it's too compact based on where the levels of, like, phosphorus, potassium, magnesium are, if they're really high, right? So those are things to look at, and I think that's going to help it. The other thing to look at is seeing excuse me. The thing you're looking to do is reseed those areas, get those areas cleaned up, and get them done. You could also add like a Love Your Soil product or sulfur So the Love Your Soil would be from Jonathan Green. The sulfur would be from Natural Alternatives. What that does is that if there's the heavy compaction in the soil, which it kind of seems like there is, it will help break up that soil, allow the nutrients to start flowing through a little easier, and then from there go through, you know, the nutrients will start to flow. Trap nutrients will be out. You'll have more phosphorus, potassium levels in the soil to get where they need to be. And I bet you the pH level needs to change a little bit. So
do you think if the soil was compacted and hard to begin with, because this soil was just fill. We had someone rototill whatever grass was there. And then we just put plant grass seed over that. But the soil is extremely hard. And we have been doing those two products that you said each year.
And that,
you know, the grass looks pretty good. But, you know, it's, and I don't, this is the first season, this is the first year that we grow, you know, I have dahlias blooming and, usually when the dahlias start blooming, the beetles start getting into them. But
yep.
We didn't really have beetles this year. I only found one. And the dahlias are plentiful in the backyard. So I don't know if it's grubs. Yeah, I just can't figure it out. But go ahead.
I feel like there is, you know, compaction could be part of this. I think, you know, when you use those products, are you using them at, you know, at the lowest rate or are you using them at the highest rate?
Well, probably at the highest.
Okay. Because you can actually put it on the highest rate three times a year. You can actually put it down in 6-week intervals to help break up those downs and release those trapped nutrients, allowing the rest of it to really work. So, you know, I might look at getting a pH sample, a soil sample done so that we can really see what's going on in there and then build it from there.
So do that in the spring?
So you could get the soil sample done now, right?
Yeah.
So you're ready for spring.
Yeah, all right.
So I that
think,
way...
You know, we tried that once, but... we sent it off to Natural Alternatives, but for one reason or another, they didn't find the sample. But we'll try it again. And
what I would do is try to email them and explain that you've done it, and maybe they'll do something for you. They're great people there, so I think they'll definitely try to help you out.
I know she will. She's awfully nice. But what would be creating these flat, bare areas of two-inch circles of bare dirt?
Well, so it could be, you know, grubs are something that create, like, circles like that. So that's why, that's one of the reasons why I kind of went right to there, right? They create, they're eating in a circle type way, so that's kind of one of the things that I looked at. But compaction will do the same thing as well.
Interesting.
You know, it could be because of underneath was so compact that it happened. The other thing is, so here's another thought process in all of this. You said you've been using those products that I talked about. Well, though that product might have done its job now, released everything, and gotten rid of the, you know, the compaction that's under there, or gotten rid of, you know, they've released all the nutrients, and now it just needs to be refed or retaken care of and start over. Because sometimes that'll happen. But you only know that based on the soil sample.
Yeah. And we only did it once. We didn't do it three times during the season.
Well, so that probably has something to do with it, because three times in one season can actually really affect the long-term effects of it, and it'll do well. It really will.
Now, what's that product that you advertised for roses? Is it RX Drench?
Yeah, there's a drench that you use. You can find it from Bayer or from Bonide. And what it is you use it a couple times a season. You know, as it first starts going, it helps prevent, like, black spot, some insects as well. And you just add it to a watering can and water the plants in. And depending upon the solution, they can do a number of different roses.
So I have a whole wall of roses, climbers, what are they called? New Dawn. And, you know, it's probably like 15 feet across. And I've been using that RX Drench three times each season. But I noticed this year and last year for the first time, at the end of the third, putting the product in, at the end of that month cycle, where you're not supposed to put any more in, every leaf got covered with spots, black spots. It was so bad. I never saw it so bad that I had to cut most of the leaves off and bag them so that they wouldn't contaminate the soil. Now this year, I've made my third application, and I only made it probably a week ago. So now, you know, I've got a month to go, and I won't reapply it. But already the, you know, black spots are starting. And
So what I would look at doing is, because it's not only for diseases, it's also for insects.
Yeah.
So at this point in time, you can look at just specifically treating for disease versus disease and insect, right?
Mm-hmm.
So going forward, knowing that, you know, if you get to the point where you're going to put this drench in last week, around the, you know, first week of September, at that point, what I would look at doing is just using a fungicide instead of the fungicide and insecticide. That way it focuses specifically on the issue. What's happened over, so these bottles, they get updated all the time, but I don't see it because I pulled it up at the same time that we're talking. But one of the products that was kind of in the same category was fruit tree spray. Fruit tree spray used to say spray five times a year and you're all set. Now it says spray fruit tree spray twice, but then use specific for specific issues when they come up versus using the same. And that's what this one would be doing. So what I would look at doing is using something like a neem oil or a copper fungicide, one of those, and be spraying that. Those both are organic, so you can use them every couple weeks.
Yeah.
To spray on there to help protect them for after you've done your last feeding. And just focus more on the disease versus the insect. And that's really what I would do.
All right. Yeah, I'm beginning to think that they're too much work.
Yeah.
You know, I think between tying them up and trimming them, and I mean, they are beautiful. But and that RX drench worked for maybe a couple of years. But anyway, I appreciate your suggestion, and I'll certainly, you know, try those, you know, spraying them.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Well, good luck.
Thank you. Have a great one, Pamela.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll finish up some calls and wrap up the show. We will be back in a few moments.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now, 800-998-7173, 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Minutes left in the show, and I do believe we got some calls on the line. Is that true, Nathan?
Yes, sir. It's Mary in Falmouth.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning. Thank you.
Morning.
I have a question. We have a very old apple tree on the property, and when we moved here, my husband started taking care of it. He pruned all the unnecessary branches, and for 2 years, he's fertilized outward, where the roots have grown. We missed spraying it this spring, so we had insects. But going into the fall, I was wondering, is there anything we should do to help this really old tree, continue on into next spring as well?
Well, so you really, what I would be looking at doing with the plant would be to clean it up by pruning it just a little bit. And I'm not talking about pruning it for shape. I'm looking more at pruning it for the future of it. Getting rid of some of the sucker growth, getting rid of some of the cross branches, but also getting rid of some of those bigger branches that are kind of just random sometimes in the plant and just kind of do some hanging over when they get weight on them. That way, when winter hits, we're not, allowing them to really get damaged by winter itself, right? The cold brings snow, and snow will then sit on top of the plant itself and bend the branch over, sometimes snapping it, which will do more damage than good. So those are like little things I would be looking at. I would also look at, fertilizing at half the rate that you did this spring for the plant.
Okay.
So that it, it gets that nutrients enough to really keep it going for the winter, but it's enough to help the roots survive, and it's not too much that it pushes growth. We're not looking to push new growth.
I understand. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Okay.
And as far as, like I said, we missed our opportunity to spray it this spring before the blossoms. What's the best month to spray for insects?
So it would depend. If you're trying to prevent, usually you're looking to do it earlier in the spring before the buds are out, or right as they're coming out, depending upon what the main issue has been. If it's like caterpillars, those types of things, you'd be trying to spray early in the season, which would be, end of March, beginning of April-ish. I'm not exact, but it's about that time, because what you're looking to do is, with most caterpillars, the organic sprays we want to spray when the caterpillars are in their first and second end star, which means they're just barely being created. You know what I mean? Like, they're just barely alive. And it makes them a little bit weaker, and it's easier for any organic product to spray on them. The other thing is, if you do spray during, when the buds are flowering, what you really want to do is spray it at night, so that the bees aren't on the plant itself. You're not going to affect them and hurt them. So that's one thing to look at. But other than that, I think, it sounds like you're doing everything else all right. So I would just continue with the other things there.
Okay. We think there's still life in this tree. It's old, it's gnarled, it's bending, but, we have seen apples in it. From tasting it and looking at the color, I would say it's like a Macintosh or a Portland, yep, something like that. But we just want to take care of it and see what happens with it.
Yeah, so the thing is, sometimes with some of the older trees, the older branching on it is affecting how it can produce for you. So sometimes getting rid of some of the older branches and those things, that will really do it, all right?
Okay, well, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
All right, Mary, have a great one.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. All right, that's going to wrap us up for this week. We will be back next week to help you out. So until next week, get out there, plant something, be good to each other, and we'll see you next week. Have a good one, guys.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets, and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.